Give thanks to the Lord and call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the nations. Amen. Please sit down. Several years ago, when I was in seminary one summer, my family decided to take a real family trip. We had gone on lots of vacations with extended family, but that's really not the same thing. So we flew out to Montana and rented a VW Westphalia. That's the little Scooby-Doo mystery machine-sized bus that is like a Swiss Army knife on wheels. Everything flips out and opens up and pops open. Instant house wherever you park. We drove for 2 weeks up through Montana, through Glacier National Park, into Canada, back down. It was wonderful. My children were about 8 and 10 at the time. And Lord, they found every possible thing to complain about. Daddy, Ellie's had the iPad longer than I've had it. I think I deserve to have it now. Daddy, Ellie's got the better snacks. When do I get the better snacks? Ellie says, Daddy, when does JT get to sit in the other seat? Because I want to sit in the cool seat. It's got a better view at that side. On and on and on. For some reason, we are inclined to think that we are the best judges of what's fair. And what's more, that only comes when we start to compare what we have with what someone else has. And usually we don't compare what we have with someone who has less, we compare with someone who has more. The Hebrews left slavery and full bellies in Egypt and followed Moses out into the unknown, and it was frightening. And they were hungry and thirsty, and so they complained. And the Lord gave them enough. Enough for one day. No more, no less. Fast forward a little ways to the parable. The parable is told to Peter, who started complaining, as Peter does, about who is going to get what they deserve. What's fair? We have left everything to follow you. We left our families, we left our fishing jobs. We have no security now. What's our reward going to be? So Jesus tells this parable. The thing about the complaining laborers is that if they hadn't seen what the people who only worked an hour or 3 hours or 5 hours, if they hadn't seen that they were paid a full day's wage, they wouldn't have complained. But they compared. Now, the full day's wage is what's the key to this parable, because they got exactly what they needed. One day's wage, enough to live for one day. The parable says God cares more about everyone having enough than he cares about being fair. The people who were standing around unemployed, if they'd gotten what was fair, would not have had enough to live through the next day. But their fellow brothers, their laborers in the field with them, seemed to forget about that. They just wanted more for themselves in comparison to what they got. They didn't focus on the fact that they got not only what they agreed to, but they got what was enough. They got enough. And isn't that what we pray in the prayer that our Lord taught us to pray? Give us this day enough sustenance to live for this day, our daily bread. Now you can ponder what bread may mean. To me, it's forgiveness and love and acceptance. And it all gets summed up in what the Bishop of Alabama, Key Sloan, often says. He has a whole book of stories about his childhood in Mississippi and how he grew up in great privilege, but the greatest privilege he had was, I don't know if he was a farmhand or what, but this uneducated, poor, generous, beautiful soul who befriended him and guided him. And then one day, they're out in a fishing boat, and Key, who's now the bishop, was lamenting that this girl at college just wasn't that interested in him, and that she was probably better than he was, and he wasn't good enough, and this and that. And his friend looked at him and said, Key, ain't nobody better than you, and you ain't better than nobody else. That's what this parable's about. In God's eyes, ain't nobody better than you, and ain't you better than nobody else neither. When we rise from the dead with Christ, it will be through forgiveness and God's love that we are resurrected. Not through fairness, not through what we deserve. And we will all stand together, shoulder to shoulder, forever. Amen.